Labels off for you. Nah. Alright, let's see what it's looking like. Yeah. It's looking blacker than ever. Let's get it. Chocolate. Oh, God, man. Keep playing, man. So, why is it right behind you? Yep. I gotta keep the personal one close because it's my own shit. But I got two more. Plug it next to the wheel. We got some new shit going on right now, man. Yo, you know what? You can press start recording on that one with the restream, too. Are you right there, buddy? Don't even say that word.
Well, in that case, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another rendition of the Fix Your Crown Podcast.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we lit. It's Tuesday.
True.
It's Tuesday. Yeah, welcome back.
Yes, sir.
We hope all is well. It's your boy Duce Joe.
Duce.
To the right of me, I got the impeccable DJ Ron.
Yes, Ron.
Put some respect on it.
Put some respect on it, man.
That's it ain't in front of us.
Behind the boards. Making us sound good. Nightwing Will. Yes, sir.
Wait, I got it again. No, I don't. trying to get this right.
Yeah. Y'all here vibing a little different today. I just want to say, shoot, we may not be live on Twitch, but we live on IG. Make sure you share the live. Share the live. That's what we're doing today. But we're going to have the full episode up on our YouTube, on everything. So, yeah, fire. Fire lit. On the way. Fire on the way. We lit. You can fade that music out whenever you're ready.
Yeah. Just feels good to be back.
Yeah, man.
It is here.
It feels so good.
Enjoying
to be back.
The vibes.
That's
enjoying
it,
the new setup.
Yes, sir.
It looks beautiful, right? You did a great
Thank
job.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. And to my lady, too, man. Yeah. She helped me out.
Shout out
man.
To D.
And the boys were down here, you know.
Yeah. Shout out to the youngins.
Making a mess while we were cleaning up. So, yeah, man.
I mean, you know, that's part of that life. But
that's it.
Big kudos to them.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You know.
Yes, sir.
What up, fellas? How y'all doing? What's new?
Bro.
I'm glad to see y'all.
Definitely.
In good health. You look good.
Definitely.
Everybody
Likewise.
Smell good.
Likewise. We took showers today,
yeah,
man. Every day.
I hope so.
I mean.
All y'all out there living foul. Cut it out.
Yeah, I mean. Stop walking around with the, you know what I'm saying?
What is the old adage? Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Yeah, don't be walking around with the crushing your drawers and
I'm
all that.
I'm just saying.
A little nasty, ugh. Yeah.
Sun called for.
I mean. We clean on this Tuesday, y'all,
hey, man.
Shit, we here, man.
It's uncalled for, bro.
Know what I mean?
What up, y'all? What's good, man? How you been?
Bro, I've been great, man. It's all good. Shoot. No, yeah, my fault. I'm over here still checking sound. I'm being the parks, you know what I'm saying? The parks guys. So,
gang,
man,
gang.
You know what I mean? doing a little bit of everything. But yeah, no, speaking of that, shoot. Just a lot of work, bro. Last week, DJed a couple things, man. Shout out to AC203 and the Showtime Music Festival, bro. Crazy out in Bristol. Crazy turnout. 30 artists, like I said, man, came out, did their thing. Unfortunately, all of them didn't get to come out. Yeah, because of that rain. Yeah, so we got rained out by like 7 o'clock when DJ Kid Fresh pulled up. So, yeah, we had to bounce. My equipment was about to go crazy. Anyway, yeah, so we had to get up out of there. But it was a great...
Happens.
Yeah, man. You know, Mother Nature was on our side the whole day, though, man. Shout out to Mother Nature that day because it was hot all day. I sweat all day. Everybody was sweating, but the performance is awesome. Everybody did a good job, man. Bars on 995 came through. Shout out Jenny Boom Boom. Shout out the whole Hot 93.7, man. Shout out all the performers. AC203, keep doing your thing, bro. You putting on for the city, bro. And
Indeed.
I respect you. I got a lot of respect for you, dog. Keep doing your thing. Appreciate you having me. Second year, too, man. And then, man, just a lot of DJing, bro. Shoot, what else did I do? I DJ somewhere else, man. I can't remember, but I done DJ, bro, and it's just been great time, bro.
I'm glad to
Great
hear that.
Time. Been spending a lot of time with my kids. Me and my lady stepped out again. Check my reels, check my IG, you know what I'm saying? We be doing our little outings, our little food tastings, whatever you want to call it, man. Check it out. It's just dope content, man. Couples content. That's what we going to call it, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out D Lee Dub, man. You feel
yeah.
me? But yeah, I ain't going to ramble too much. I just had a good week, man. Good weekend. That's all.
Ain't rambling when you talking on the good of your life,
of bro. Of course, man.
Come
of course.
On. Chill.
But we got a lot of other stuff to get into, too.
How about you, Wing? What's been going on your side of the world?
He ain't mic'd up, man. He ain't mic'd up.
Well, Wing's good.
Wing's good. Wing's been doing great. He's over there working today, y'all. The fly on the wall for real, man. Shout out to everybody. shout out to everybody tuning in. Wing, you good? You look good. You smell good. You ain't in here smelling all crazy, so, you know, my boy got a fire. If y'all can't see, y'all gonna see at the end of the episode. My boy got a fire shirt on. If y'all can't see it right now, it's cool.
Yeah, I'll see
you
at the end of the show.
Yeah, man. Duce.
Yo.
And yourself, how have you been, my friend? My brother.
I've been better.
Yeah.
Life in the past week or so. I'm going to get this situated in a minute. I'm trying to get logged in to the page. I don't understand. But anyway, yeah, life has been all right. It's been a learning experience. A little curb came last week. It's not a little curb whatsoever. A big curb came last week. Had an incident. My grandmother passed away. And... yeah, my grandmother passed away. So that took everybody aback, bro, because she was in real good health.
Yeah.
She's taking care of herself. House was always in order, very cleanly woman.
Of course.
Just up to date, and it's just interesting in the manner that it happened, from what we hear from the pastor, you know, in the eulogy or in his remarks during the service, she said on her last Sunday there that she was ready to go home.
Mm.
She, like, looked around after the church had cleared out, because that the church in Danbury, Mount Pleasant, is her home church. She'd been there ever since my mom was a kid and my uncle. And she said that, well, they said that day she had waited for everybody else to clear out and stood there for a little while, looked around, and was like, yeah, I think I'm ready to go home.
Yeah.
And that punched me in the face while hearing it, obviously. But,
yeah, bro.
But it was interesting because I could hear her saying it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not far-fetched at all to see or envision that being said. So, you know, the fact that it happened in that manner and some other things, it really affected us.
Right.
But I don't know, bro. Grieving is real interesting when it comes to me, and I feel like our generation just in general, because we do it differently, whether, you know, it be to ourselves in the quiet of the night by ourselves and just regulating on times past, or it be through working on your craft, your music. I can only imagine what it must be like being a DJ sometimes and spinning specific records that, you know, like, family members had a connection with, or things of that nature.
Definitely.
Same thing with production value. I've been there myself plenty of times where I pull up a sample or sample a song that I know, like, a uncle or my grandparents may have liked once upon a time. I always find that real interesting. What up, guy?
What up, Avery Luke? Avery Luke. What up, my guy?
And yeah, man, just now, I don't know, the perspective part, now it's just looking at it going, okay, so what do we do with this energy?
Right.
Do I sit here? Do I, while I already took, like, more than enough time off of work? There's other things to be done. And the broadest part that's got me is, like, who says that this is the end?
Right?
Like, who says that this has to be the end? I feel like a lot of us, we get caught up on, like, the tangible, the materialistic, and, like, there's another word for it, but, like, the physical, the physical thing. We want the physical thing at all times, when in reality, the goal of life was supposed to be, you get here, you gain as much knowledge as possible, you share that knowledge as much as possible with your kin and the generations of kin to come.
Right?
Like, you're not supposed to, when one of the founding, you know, members of your family, when they pass, we're not supposed to, like, just sit on it and be like, all right, well, that's that. That's the end of this story now.
No, right.
We don't bring them back up again. You're supposed to memorialize them. The only thing that keeps them still or gone is us at the end of the day. So I've just been really looking and trying to evaluate how I'm going to go out and do that on a daily basis between, like, I already carry myself like my grandfather. I already know that for, like, sure. And then there's certain gems that he's just dropped on me where it's just like, yo, do what you got to do so you don't have to work for nobody else. Get that out the way.
That's the key. Right there.
Retire. Yeah, if you can, find one where you can get a pension and retire. Facts. Do that. Do it. Work so you don't have to work. Work so your wife doesn't have to work. My grandmother really never had to, like, get up and go get a job. She just did it because she was bored.
Done being
at the house. So she worked at Sears until Danbury Sears closed.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like, she had a rapport there. They all knew Dorothy. So it was crazy, like, to just look at it now and be like, all right, so do we just stop here with the name? Like, I'm a Bracey. Like, that's one of my last names. I just got it maybe 5 years ago or so. And it's like, oh, no, now I'm, like, the last of the lineage on this side. My uncle's not about to have no kids, so it's on me to make this continue.
Facts, you know,
all got different last names in my family. So now it's, all right, well, I don't mind taking this up. And I feel like that's in the minds of young black men, and I wanted to ask y'all. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's one of our goals in life. Like, mm-hmm. our last name means so much to us, the more than most people know. Mm-hmm. Like, unless you don't really mess with your family like that, our last name is like, oh, nah, bro. I'm a Jones.
Yeah, right.
I'm a Bracy, bro. What are you talking
pride
about?
In that
I,
name.
Mad pride. Like, yeah. if I could get it on shirt, I'm going to. And then like, I got a couple of Bracy family reunion shirts I wear religiously because I'm proud to be that. But
just, a fam.
Just to have the idea, like, oh, snap, if I don't have kids, there aren't any more Bracys on our end.
That part.
I can't.
That part.
That doesn't rock with me. Do y'all feel like having your sons?
Yeah.
You feel good and confident? Like, yeah, bro, I did that. Legacy, yeah. legacy.
Yeah. I'm saying, and I got three other brothers, so you feel me? And they, only one of us ain't got kids, you feel me? So we got some Roscoes out there, man, for sure. But, I feel what you're saying, bro. It's definitely tough because you got to think, like, how long have our families been around?
Mm-hmm.
How long has that name been around the way or been around town? Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, for that to just eventually, like, dissipate is crazy.
Yes.
That is crazy. So I agree with you on that memorializing, for real, because once you forget about somebody, where are they, bro? Like, where are they? You know what I'm saying? You literally aren't thinking about them no more. So, yeah, man, I 100% feel you on that, bro. Memorialize them, man. And treat them right while they're here, too, man.
For sure.
For real, for real.
Please.
You know what I'm saying? Treat them right while they're here.
I think that's the other wake-up call, right?
Life's too short,
like,
bro.
Like, that's usually the other wake-up call. Perspectives get shifted when death is presented.
100%.
Because it's like, all right, me personally, I try not to take it personal. On a couple accounts, because I just figured a couple of people didn't know.
Yeah.
But there were a few that kept checking in on me type deal, where I was just like, yo, you haven't said nothing in regards. Mm-hmm. I ain't getting no condolences. I ain't getting no, are you okay? Nothing. Like, but I see, and I'm looking at my pages, and I see that you're checking on me every day. So what's the word here? Yeah. All right, bet. I can't linger on this too long, but okay. I see that.
No, I peeped you.
I got to distance myself now because we are acquaintances. Mm. We're not friends. Mm. That kind of put that in perspective for me. Versus a couple of others, again, who I know for sure probably had no clue of the situation. Mm. Get me?
Push that button up.
So, I don't know. It's been...
On the camera.
It's been real, real eye-opening on like...
It's good.
Who's there and who's not, and who I hope to see in the future, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
Or just mending things as well. Like,
right.
Mending past and prior relationships with, like, family members, friends, and things of that nature. Those that did reach out or are feeling the same grief. Because, again, we all grieve differently, but I feel like the sources are usually... Quite common.
Yeah, no doubt.
Quite common.
No doubt.
So.
It is, bro. And like you said, everybody grieves different, bro. Everybody handles their situation differently, for sure. So.
For sure.
I mean.
But shout out to the Bracy clan. Shout out to my moms. Shout out to my uncle. He's on his flight back to North Carolina today. You know, I'm just real glad to know we had that time, and I'm hopeful for things to come and seeing our family flourish and things of that nature.
Yeah.
Oh, I found it. Cool.
God. Full transparency here, everybody.
Yeah.
This is what we do. Full transparency and full accountability for everything we got going on here.
It be like that.
It be like that. You know what I'm saying? Technology is crazy. We running a new setup, too, man. Let us know how y'all feeling it, too, man. Shit.
All right. FY2020@gmail.com. I'm gonna just try this one more again.
Yeah, man.
And if we don't get it, it's cool. I'll just go off the dome. You got your syllabus open. So
I think so. Yeah, we could get it.
Yeah.
Yo, while we get it right, man. Too much. Press play on that, bro. Let's take a quick little jaunt real quick. You gotta do is press that button.
Little dot pops. Love y'all. Hold me down.
Love.
Hold me down. We'll be right back. All right, we back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Girls. Yeah, bruh. Real quick, now that everybody mic'd up, I wanted to ask. So, again, I'm going to rephrase it this time. Nepotism is a thing that we all strive for in this room. Is that something that everybody wants at the end of the day?
You might have to define that for the people.
All right. So, nepotism is being able to leave behind something for... something of value for your kids to, you know, go forward and do something with. Kids, those that you leave behind, whoever it may be.
Right.
Is that something that y'all are looking forward to in the future?
Of course. Legacy is literally everything, bro. Like, especially me personally, having two boys, like I said, man, the legacy thing is just big for me. I wasn't one to get into too much trouble, so I expect kind of the same thing. I expect them to follow the road that I already started paving for them, so... Yeah, man, definitely. Nepotism is a big thing in my life, in my mental. So.
Do you feel like it's spoken enough in our community? Like, just because of, like, circumstances that be, like, we don't really ever bring it up?
It's not spoken about.
I mean, it's not spoken about enough. Like, we're told early about this type of thing, but we don't really, it doesn't sink in until, like, a certain age for us. It's like, oh, so this is what you was talking about.
Yeah, it's always that shoulda effect for sure.
Don't get us wrong. We do get told.
Yeah.
We do get told. It's just up for us to actually, you know, utilize that knowledge when it's time to, oh, yeah, so, you know, you're 3-4 months into having a son or daughter. Oh, yeah, this is,
I'm just thinking in account of, like, how many funerals, right, like, all of us have probably been to, and in the aftermath of the funerals, like, when stuff's got to get divvied up and, like, stuff of that nature, like, you know, family heirlooms usually, it's usually some type of stress around them, and that part always, like, baffled me, because it's like, bro, if it, now correct me, you know, if I'm wrong, but if you don't owe the state or anything, you know, if that person doesn't owe the state or anything like that, then I feel like most of the assets usually get handed down to whoever's next to kin or, you know, how that's divvied up, especially if there isn't any type of will. And I think that's where we get lost in the sauce is, like, the community. Like, we don't know about, like, nobody does a will. Nobody has a will. Nobody has, a living will or anything of that sort.
Facts.
You haven't even started one. You haven't even thought about it. When in reality, you got plenty to leave behind. Like, you don't even really be thinking about it. Like, at the end of the day, there's mad stuff that your family is going to have to come in and take care of after the fact. Life insurance only does but so much. So, like, I don't know. I just feel like that stuff, as early as it is presented to us, that stuff doesn't get brought to our attention until, like, our early 30s, where it's like, oh, snap. All right, it's turn-up time, because if we don't, then what happens with us as a whole next?
Like, we're left. We're lost at that point. Lost.
And seen plenty of families, once Big Mama gone, everybody, like, just stopped talking.
Facts. Done.
It's like...
No conversation, no nothing.
Like, what, bro? This was never us. We was literally the Madea family. What happened?
That's a fact.
Like, what happened?
Nah, that's a fact.
I know I can't be alone in these thoughts, is all I'm saying.
Nah, bro. Hell no. It'd be like that.
My grandmother passed. It's like, my grandmother was like one of the heads of the family type shit. And then, like, everybody knew her, so everybody knew us. So it was just like, after she passed, it was just like, it was quiet for a while. Quiet, but it's like her assets was just like she built the house that we stayed in for like a minute. Like, she built that house in like 1970. It was on Pearl Lake Road. And then, like, she built a two family, and then she built the house right next to it. So her and my grandfather built two houses next to each other.
Sheesh.
So it's just like me and my uncle and my aunt now are, and my brother, are like really trying to get that house back in reality. So it's just like the way we had to sell that house when we left, it hurt everybody. Cause like, who bought the house ended up being, you know,
I mean, you win some, you lose some.
And it always is, though, at the end of the day.
It's just like, you know, you put a cannonball in front of the yard, and I'm really starting to think why you bought this house.
Oh, man.
Now I'm even more furious. Hey.
Back to the perspectives, right? Hey. But, like, how, if you don't mind me asking, how old were you when this?
This was 2014, so it was like, I was 20-something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, like,
old enough to kind of understand what
old enough to understand, but not old enough to be taken seriously when it comes to,
that's
like,
what it is.
Doing something about it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just like, I had to figure that out, and then, you know, they're talking about it, and I'm only understanding half of it. And it's now, it's like, now I understand all of it. It's like, oh, shit, we have to do this, 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 this. Mm-hmm. We can still do this, that, and the fifth, just to get the whole entire house back. So I was like, all right, cool, so.
Yeah.
Down to it, it's just bread.
Yeah, we got it. That's let us take up the responsibility.
Facts.
Like, if we can, if the opportunity is given, let us take up the responsibility to hold it down. Like, the memorialism of this, right, was the fact that, like, now, okay, you installed me with everything I know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
From instilled, excuse me,
mm-hmm.
But you did that, like. You showed me, yo, cleanliness next to godliness. You showed me how to scrub these things down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, you showed me that this was supposed to be a specific way before I lay my head down every night. You told me that I'm protected. You told me that, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's these figures that did all that in all of us. So when this time came, mm-hmm. it's like, all right, yo, I get it. Y'all gonna be sad for a little bit, but. What did I tell you?
Yeah.
What did I show you?
No,
you know what to do next. If you didn't do it that way, okay, but mm-hmm. What do we do next? Mm-hmm. What's the next step here?
Has your grandparent ever said this one sentence, I'm not gonna be here forever?
Mm-hmm.
I think they all do.
That's the clue. It's trying to let you know, like, hey, this is the hint.
Right.
It's happening sooner than later.
And the more they say it, and when they stop saying it, that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it's just like,
just getting quiet. Man. Just
like, you telling me you really, really don't feel good on the inside, but you just saying it as that.
Mm.
That's like, it.
I mean,
it's kind of like it's a hint, but it's a hint that either mm-hmm. we wave off or we just take, you know, as we hear it.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the sense of love, right?
They don't really express how they're hurting.
That part, in the sense of love and showing love for your loved ones, I'm hoping at that age, right, 85, 86, I'm hoping to be able to sit at home by myself while my grandkids and my kids are out living their lives.
Facts.
Comfortably, and when the time comes, I'll be like, all right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really hoping for that. That is a goal for me, because I don't want you to stress about me.
Facts.
I want you to know, I could do all this myself. Don't even trip. If I need something done, I'll call somebody. I'll hire somebody to have them do it. Mm-hmm. But don't even trip. It's mm-hmm. all good. Go out and live your life.
Right.
That unconditional, like, love is the one part I'm really going to miss. Because it's just like, that's where I got the ideology of be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 100% wholeheartedly be yourself. I told the story at the memorial. My grandmother loved Dennis Rodman.
Mm.
Loved Dennis Rodman.
That's what's up.
Hair, tattoos, piercings, and all. Most Christian woman I know ever loved Dennis Rodman.
Mm.
Just because he expresses himself. There's no hiding who he is. He wears that out openly. He put on a dress. He had no stress about it. I like that. That's confidence.
Mm.
Like, that's God-fearing, fear no one else confidence. I'm good. I never really heard that from anybody else, or let alone really seen it played out.
Yeah.
Like, my grandmother is one of the type of people that hit you with the truth, but with a joke at the same time.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
But it was just to get across, like, hey.
Them serious jokes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what those are. Them serious jokes.
Mm, you smell right, baby.
You don't get those, you don't get those from everybody. You don't get them serious jokes from everybody. You gotta pay attention to those, though, for real. Got to.
Mm, it's beautiful out here, but you smell ripe.
Mm.
You need to. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You smell like outside.
Yeah.
But just those, you know, those little things. I don't know. I just don't want that stuff to get lost, bro.
Nah, bro.
That that love. The fact that, bro, she got me out of ATL when I was in Fulton County.
Mm-hmm.
I got locked up for not having, like, registration or something. So I got into an accident. I didn't have registration.
Gotcha.
They booked me.
Word, damn.
And if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have got out. And I thought for the longest that she was, like, holding that against me.
Mm-hmm.
Last one of our last conversations, she was like, "What makes you think that I didn't like you? How could you ever think that?"
Yeah, or
come on now. I was upset with you,
mm-hmm.
but I'm always here. Like,
mm-hmm.
so to get that accord after running for so long, being an idiot, being a kid, mm-hmm. not really letting those lessons sink in and whatnot.
Facts.
To know that we had that rapport. It's just like, yeah, we got to keep this going. Nah, I need this love to be an everlasting thing within our family from now on. Like,
yeah.
Next thing. Y'all got any background stories on y'all fam? Like, I know that my pops and his family owned slave land that they family was slaves on.
Nah.
So, you don't know nothing of the sort? You should do some digging, because I know we all got something of the sort, bro.
Yeah, we're.
We all got something of the sort. That's one of the things that keeps me real prideful with my name. It's just mm-hmm. like, dang, I know where we come from.
Mm-hmm.
So.
My grandmother told me that her mother was a slave, and like they just got off of those type of times when she was just growing up type of deal. And then it's just like, even then, it's like, I guess she's had some type of connection to some type of wealth. So mm-hmm. I was still trying to figure it out to this day. And it's just like, for you to build and have two houses
mm-hmm.
and not say that you worked a lot is baffling to me. It's baffling.
Facts.
Yeah, you should definitely do some more digging, bro.
How?
You gotta find out.
Show me.
You gotta
the way.
Find out.
Property tax.
Connecticut? Yeah.
You pay property tax for one house? How does that work?
Crazy.
Who do you know?
Yeah.
Like, who do you know?
That's crazy.
Like, it just didn't make sense. So, yeah, it's a lot of stuff in my family that I got to still figure out as far as that. Because mm-hmm. in a way, you only worked half of your life and you got
come on now.
Family and then a whole house on the neck right next to you.
Like, somebody stumbled into something.
But other than that, they were just like, my family's like major, like,
We're.
Yeah, so, like, my older generation, they're just out living their lives and laying under my hand and
mm-hmm.
just living their lives.
As they were supposed to.
Like, a family that does live in Atlanta and in South Carolina, they got some crazy houses, and I already been to two of them, and I'm like, listen, I gotta give me the family secret.
Something. Something.
Like, I know the economy's changing, but my mind isn't.
No, word. Word.
That much.
All right.
What's up?
While we're in this area, I just wanted to give a rest in peace to the creator of not the Cupid Shuffle, but the Cha Cha Slide.
That's crazy.
DJ Casper
yep.
passed away, suffering from cancer.
Mm.
So,
RIP, man.
RIP to the great.
Crazy.
Take it back now, y'all.
Still play his Jones.
Every party.
My kids love your name, his songs,
again, legacy. You gonna live on forever.
Forever.
Shoot, that was at cookouts when we were kids. We're
at cookouts now. What do you mean?
No, I'm saying, bro.
Yeah,
when
I
we
know.
Were,
I'm just saying. Though.
That's 30 plus years.
I'm sure that song, since it came out, it's been at every cookout.
Every cookout.
I gotta find out how old that song is.
I wonder if you go back. Oh, wow. If we could get the spins from back then to now. Like the numbers, that's got to be up there.
That's crazy.
I'm pretty sure it's Beyond Diamond.
Let's see.
Internationally.
I'll check right now.
Felt like getting that, you know.
One this time.
Bro, what happened in Montgomery? Did y'all see the footage?
Oh, my God.
yeah, bro.
Yeah. Oh, and before we touch that, it came out in the year 2000. That's crazy.
Wow.
So it's been out 23 years.
23 years.
And it's going to keep and it's gonna keep hurting backs.
Take it back now, y'all.
Have family parties for the next 100 years.
One hop this time.
Guaranteed. There's probably no
Cha-cha again.
Better Mind Dancer song. Bro.
Cha-cha again.
It beat the Electric Slide.
I'm not gonna front. That's why when Cupid Shuffle came up, I was like, You not him though, bro.
Nah, bro.
You're not him, bro.
It's not the vibe. It's not the right vibe, bro. Come on, bro.
It's not chill enough for
that
everybody.
Casper size, like do 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 do. You know what I'm saying? Like,
ain't nothing
bro,
to do.
You skate into it. You dance into it. You doing the dance moves. Like, you ain't even got to doing the dance moves as long as you get it right. It's like, bro, that song.
Nah, the skating rink, it was
crazy.
Man,
crazy.
Fire.
You see everybody falling.
Fire.
Yeah. Those days were
forced,
bro.
RIP, man. Good times, bro. Good times since the year 2000. Wow, been breaking back since the year 2000, bro.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But,
Alabama.
Yo, the memes
are ridiculous.
Fire.
Are ridiculous,
fire.
Bro.
I love the fact there's a new meme, like 30 new memes a day.
Yeah.
Can I first think something?
Go ahead.
Why do my mans, right? I swear he just did the universal.
Yep.
Threw his hat in the air. And
the smirk.
Killed all the black people in America.
It's crazy.
I need help.
Crazy.
It's the smirk. We haven't seen it since Bobby Shmurda, bro.
It's
what
crazy.
You mean?
For real.
Bobby Shmurda's hat is in outer space. Yeah.
It's in orbit.
I don't know where that hat came back down at either. I don't know where it landed. But I just know a whole bunch of black people popped up as soon as... Alright, so...
Let's talk about the situation.
Yo, so the situation happened, right? It happened in Montgomery.
Yeah.
At a river. At a riverfront.
On a river boat.
All right, over a riverboat.
Yes, over.
Okay. Riverboats, yeah. The
down by the riverside.
The melanated gentleman working on the dock area. Okay,
the black guy.
had told the family in the boat that they needed to move their boat prior so that the cruise liner or whatever you want to call it, the riverboat, could park and dock.
Yes,
and they didn't listen. So my man went over and he untied.
Yeah,
you know, and. He did what he could to push the boat forward.
Yeah. Trying to save your life.
Right. They didn't like that.
Of course not.
They didn't like that. They came and approached him with hostility and attitudes. And then one gentleman began to swing. And then there were two more gentlemen that joined him and a lady. And not even 15 seconds later... The cavalry showed up.
Yes, sir.
It was like watching the Avengers.
You don't even know who you are.
Bro.
Just join me.
Just, and now I'm here.
For real.
16-year-old jumped in the waters and swim over.
Let's get it.
Everybody popped up and...
Hey, unity.
I don't care.
The black community.
I don't care how y'all feel about what I'm about to say next. It was beautiful.
That shit was hilarious.
It was beautiful. Yo, let's keep the... Like, real talk, the humor in it, yeah, we all see it, but the fact that random black people...
Yeah.
In Montgomery, Alabama.
For real. They was probably out here on vacation. Didn't even notice, man. Y'all live on two different sides of the...
world and stuff, like, you know
what I'm saying?
Decided to band together. And, yo... The funniest part was some of these cops were just walking around
just
looking at it like,
oh.
I mean, you brought this upon yourself.
You must have deserved it.
I was right up there.
Come on, bro. You must have deserved it.
Wow, okay. Until the chair got brought out.
Yeah.
Bruh. And they still ain't really do nothing to him then.
They threw me into the ground. They threw me into the ground.
They did toss, bro.
When the chair came out, bro.
Yeah.
The different visuals that we got for all of this is great because everybody's posting their videos from it.
Detail.
Yeah. I've seen about four different angles so far.
Yeah.
And the cheer from inside the boat.
Crazy.
Oh, my God.
Let's get it. Sounded crazy.
He ain't had to hit that lady like
sounded
that, bro.
Sounded crazy.
There we go, night.
Yeah.
You know what it reminded me of?
Yeah.
For Waterbury natives, y'all will understand this. Mm. Hey, there was one particular party.
Mm-hmm.
At the Ponte Club at the end of South Main. And two other particular parties showed up at this party. And things got pretty active down there.
Oh, God.
And I've heard a chair hit somebody before. One of them fold-up metal chairs.
Oh, yeah.
Like the WWE.
Yeah.
This one was the white chair, so she got off.
Oh, vintage white.
A couple of people got off. Yeah, but... Ooh, hearing that clink, that's a different sound.
You felt that, didn't you?
You being on the other, right? Bro, I'm in the door. We inside. Go back inside.
Almost sounded like somebody got shot out there. That was that steel chair.
The internet's telling you to put your guns down.
Pick up chairs. Hey. Pick up chairs.
Hey, I respect
it. I love us. I love us as a community because we turned around and made comedy gold with all this. Facts. I seen people training with the chair.
Facts.
Walmart Let's get it.
Chair jujitsu.
Yeah.
Chair jujitsu. Come on, bro.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
It's not today's price. It's
Them
not.
Chairs is going up, baby.
The stock on the chairs is real.
Hey, you better go get you some stacking chairs.
You either going to use this or you going to make content out of it. But either way.
Folding chairs is expensive
now.
We
paid. Yeah.
Excuse me. Are you a minority?
It's crazy.
This chair is
$27.95. Hey. What?
What did y'all think they was going to do with the chairs? Y'all saw what they did with the crates.
Crazy.
They went crazy with the crates, and all of our grandparents had the crates, bro.
That crate challenge?
Oh, yeah. Everybody had crates in their basement, bro.
These celebrities was doing that, too, getting broke on their shit.
Yeah, bro.
That was a wild fight.
The viral moments, man.
People, like, rallied together.
Real talk.
They know each other? Like, that's beautiful.
More of that.
I'm just saying, man's came swimming across the river.
More of that. He 16. Said, He's 16.
I'm here.
Instead of, you mess with my work crew.
He woke up and chose violence.
You mess with my work crew. I'm here, bro. Yeah. I saw he got the shirt on. Oh, he threw up his work hat.
No, oh, yeah, that's the signal.
What if he was parachuting down to the sky, like, somebody just threw up their hat, like, oh,
hey, fight,
hold on.
You know,
that was probably the one thing that was missing.
And there was probably a couple homies around, too, for real. Like,
nah.
You know they all homies.
Bro, if I could, if y'all could see the visual, I'd pull up the visual. There's one specific video where they found the family on the boat, on their boat.
Uh-huh.
And like three dudes with dreads came running up to the boat.
Oh, I peeped that one squaring up on the world like, nah, nah.
He hit him with that. Yeah. I said,
I said, oh, God, they not backing up, my boy.
He's like, well, you're going to hit one of us.
Nah, you get hit.
I put the story in here. There's a gentleman that was involved with the squabble who said that he wasn't involved with the squabble, but the video is clear as day. He was there. He was swinging.
Yeah.
So, yeah, now his company is under fire and things of that nature. I don't understand what y'all were expecting from giving us the internet.
Exactly.
Internet, TikTok, Facebook, IG, anything with,
and then
like,
putting a camera on the phone.
What did y'all?
That's where they went wrong.
The proof is in the pudding. We get to show everybody the ugly side of everything now.
Yeah.
Like, there's no hiding from it.
You get to see it all.
Now it's on playback,
bro.
Now you got to go home to that.
Yep. Go watch that on YouTube. 10 billion views. You getting your head rocked by a damn folding chair.
X now. It's all over X.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, it is all over X.
Whatever that one.
All right.
We're gonna
leave that there. Just shout out to Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah,
and y'all being up like that. The sweet tea party. Yeah, real talk.
I said the sweet tea party.
August 5th.
I respect
2023.
The sweet tea party. Damn.
All right.
Damn.
Now from sweet tea.
Damn.
Now from sweet tea to leprosy.
Lord, what the hell?
Leprosy outbreak seems to be brewing in Florida, CDC says. It was confirmed.
Ew.
Yeah.
What the
There's leprosy. Luckily, it's being contained in Florida at the moment. But, yeah, people...
Is that coming from all that green stuff that was floating around out there and all that extra shit? Because people still go out there. Yeah, so I'm on the algae or whatever. People still go out there. And knowing that this bacteria is floating all over this shit, you still get in the water. It's like the people with this whole COVID shit. You catch COVID and you still outside doing shit that you shouldn't be doing, like spreading it for nothing.
Florida is experiencing a leprosy outbreak, leaving experts scrambling for answers.
They're crazy.
Of the 159 cases reported in 2020, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirmed that 80% of the leprosy cases are located in Central Florida. What makes the outbreak even more disturbing is the fact that the disease was once incredibly rare in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
And now all y'all niggas in Florida got it.
Typically, when leprosy is seen in the United States, it originates from the countries known for the infection.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all they got.
Wazzers.
Of course that's all they have.
That's all they got. Now,
they don't have all the answers.
No disrespect to my brethren. All right, in Florida, I love y'all. I want y'all to be safe. I got family down there and stuff like that. I want y'all to be safe as well. But this sounds like a plague.
Sounds about right.
That sounds crazy. Sounds Let's keep it real. Right. Your state's been acting up.
Indeed.
For the past couple of years.
Indeed.
A lot of craziness has been going on down there.
Yes, indeed.
Not to sound like that uber religious guy, because I'm not. I'm very spiritual, but y'all got some stuff going on down there.
That's simply put.
Yeah.
Simply put.
Didn't they have the NAACP?
Like, bro, we not even gonna touch on that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't had a want to go to Florida in some time, yo. For real. Like, Disney World is in California, right?
Disneyland is in California.
Oh, Disneyland. Yeah. Disney World, Orlando. See, that's the problem. I'm trying to go to the land, not the world.
I could dig it.
That's the thing. Say you got signed, you gotta do a tour, you gotta do a show in Florida.
Yeah.
Just like that.
At this point.
Pretty much.
At this point.
Meet me at the next date over.
Pretty much.
Now, on to way lighter hearted things, right? Before we go to something fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yo, sports.
Yeah, man.
What's with the NFL telling you not to draft certain people in the fantasy draft? What's up with that?
Bro, that's because I think things are happening, bro. Teams aren't finalized, bro. And people aren't going to be playing. There's a lot of stars that aren't going to be playing, bro.
Speculation. Odell is on this list.
I'm just saying, bro. Why would you draft him?
Here, I'm going to give you a couple of names. Why would you draft him?
What did he do for the past, like, three or four seasons?
Didn't he get picked up, though?
He got picked up and won a ring. He got a ring.
Didn't he get picked up by the Ravens?
Oh, I don't even know, bro. I don't be fine. Huh.
They said DeAndre Hopkins, Bryce Hall, Mike Evans, Miles Sanders, Michael Thomas, David Montgomery, DeAndre Swift, excuse me, Alvin Kamara. Yeah. Really?
Most of these people are making sense, bro. They're inconsistent, Alvin's bro. He was injured for half
Odell,
the season or something like that.
And Kyler Murray.
Yeah, nah. I wouldn't draft any of them anyway, bro. I ain't gonna lie. If you're drafting them first in your draft, bro, good luck. That's all I'm gonna say. I just started my fantasy league too. Me and my girl play in a co-ed league with my neighbors and shit. So it's pretty dope, man. Shout out to the Dirty Water Reds, man. That's our fantasy team, man. Our fantasy league. We be going crazy. But yeah, nah, bro. The NFL is still in shambles, bro. And what? The last game of preseason, I think, is what? September 3rd or something like that, bro. And it's like, you got less than a month. You know what I'm saying? And you still haven't finalized your team. Yeah, bro. I mean, even with some of these people on the teams, I'm sure a lot of them are still on the teams. They suck, bro. They're really inconsistent. Mm. So, I mean, my fantasy tip, bro, is if you ask me, know who you're drafting, do your research and shit, and yeah, man. Pay attention. Yes. I was about saying, take notes, because people are dropping.
Do we feel the same way about the NBA? Because things are looking real interesting in off-season right now.
I haven't been paying too much attention to the NBA. NBA off-season.
No. It's not even the NBA itself. I'm watching NBA players move. They looking real interesting right now.
Interesting like how?
LeBron just had a party in Toronto.
Hey.
What, with Draymond?
With a couple of them Raptors.
Hey.
And Drake.
What's wrong with that?
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Just thought it was very...
LeBron do what he want, bro.
Nah, let me... Alright, we talking sports, so...
Might as well.
When it comes to sports, my bag is usually like anything else in any other area. Conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for it.
I'm wrong.
Alright, so wrong. Just hear me out.
LeBron!
No. Not even LeBron, because I'm far off on the LeBron conspiracy.
Yeah. That man just doesn't.
My thing is teams,
okay,
right, and net worth and things of that value.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Luka in the past, and the fact that I think at some point in time, Luka, Kyrie, if they get a big like that matters.
Oh yeah,
Mavs are gonna get a ring soon.
Hell yeah,
rather soon.
What would be their big? Yeah. Let's just get a quick one. What would be their big?
I have no idea.
Who do you think?
Cat.
You think he still got it like that? Well, Kyrie can make anybody pop. Cat do ball.
Cat.
And Luka do the same.
not giving Aldridge a chance again.
I feel like, I think they need a big, they need like a 7-footer, bro. Mm-hmm. Like AD, bro. If they were to get somebody like that on that caliber, it would be crazy. And it ain't too much in the league like that, bro, other than Giannis.
Now, this is where I think things are going to change.
Or Bam.
Because we said it with Ja's class. I forgot what class he's in. But we said it with Ja's class. They're mm-hmm. like the last of the like running gunners.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like the future of the NBA, they know that they're going to have to make a shift. Mm-hmm. That we already got Victor in the league. Mm-hmm. Right? Who won last year?
Who took it?
Nuggets won last year.
Yes.
Beat the
Joker.
Heat.
Doing Joker things his That's whole career.
Big, yeah.
Okay?
Crazy.
Giving the Nuggets numbers his whole career. Bringing in seats.
Yeah.
His whole career.
Oh, yeah.
This is the one thing I'm trying to point out.
Yeah.
Okay? Why wouldn't we give you a title?
For real.
Each year, you make it to the playoffs, and y'all do it big. Mm-hmm. Y'all beat the juggernauts.
Yeah.
All right. It's title time. Cool, bro.
Facts.
We knock a couple of big players off.
We got Jamal Murray back. We good.
We can give y'all this one.
Mm-hmm.
One of my Facts. Biggest theories on this has always been the Spurs. Mm-hmm. Because they brought hear me out. They brought Kawhi on mm-hmm. when David and I forgot the other big's name and Tim were still doing their thing.
Yeah, yep.
On the bench, you chilling. This is before. You right, my fault. Tim and David Robinson got one.
Yeah, they do.
David Robinson retires.
Yep.
Ginobili, Parker, and Tim get one.
Yep.
They get it again.
I was about to say they hit back-to-back. They was hitting back-to-backs.
They play for Texas.
Crazy.
They play for San Antonio, one of the biggest states in the country.
Yeah.
We bring it in bread.
Facts.
We bringing in revenue.
Facts.
And until we stop bringing in revenue.
Hell yeah.
These are our highlights. Bruce Bowen. All of them. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Big three Celtics. Y'all keep bringing in the revenue. We got y'all. All these other teams. Charlotte who, bro?
For real.
Not worried about this team getting deconstructed and rebuilt again.
For real.
Bulls who, bro? Okay. And I love the Bulls.
Definitely dark territory.
But Bulls who?
Y'all haven't done it. Y'all haven't done it since then.
Y'all could have did it when y'all had Noah and goddamn D-Rose healthy.
Hold on.
Y'all was there.
Right. You absolutely right. Y'all
was there.
Y'all dang up there. We had a whole...
Y'all was there.
The one...
just like
one outlier.
Just like me and my Thunder, bro.
The Thunder.
When my boys first got that draft, Russell Westbrook, KD, and Harden,
they
that
were
was the craziest
to,
team, bro.
That's a championship
craziest
caliber
team. They
team.
Were there.
All of them.
Pumped.
All of them.
All of them were there. That was my favorite team out there.
There's one team that's an outlier because of where it is. But sooner or later, they'll get one too just because they make too much revenue.
Hmm.
New York Knicks.
Yeah.
They're really like...
They're old.
Last year, they would have been like, oh, we got
they are old a championship throughout like NBA old. History.
They've been old.
Old.
They're like the Mets.
Nah, for real.
I'm just saying, when you really put it into context, the champions, the players that are championship players, like I be looking at Dwight and I'm like, bro, what did you do as a Laker to really deserve that ring?
Oof.
You just happened to be at the right place at the right time.
Yep.
Shout out to the bubble.
Yo.
The COVID ring.
Whatever.
We kept people watching.
Ring.
Whatever.
Hey, we kept people watching.
LeBron took it, didn't he?
y'all signed in. Y'all signed in on the Oculus. Y'all watched the games.
Facts.
Sure did.
Y'all getting that money.
Y'all watched those empty stadiums.
I didn't.
Made that money. To stay in an empty stadium. I've never seen no shit like that a day in my life. Y'all really selling out virtual tickets.
How?
But we're watching the game for free.
Bro, I'm watching it on Oculus, though. Look ridiculous.
It's $1. Here you go.
If that's not a come up, I don't know what is.
I made $1 billion.
We're going to set up these cameras all over this Orlando gym, okay? Yep. And boom.
Y'all just play.
Here. Y'all just play like they here.
You want the front row seat? Here.
Let's put some cardboard cutouts in front of the seat.
Here
so
you go.
Feel like there's
oh, look it. You're sitting next to Lil Wayne.
Who? How?
Bro, if they didn't milk that crazy.
Yeah.
So if I'm sitting next to Wade, I should see him, right?
But that's the thing. That's the thing about COVID. The COVID conspiracy is crazy too. Because it seems like
I don't want to be in the stadium anymore. Now it's over my head.
The COVID conspiracy continues.
I'm just saying, bro, when we really look at sports just in general, the way everything plays out, I just be like, nah, this is too perfect, bro. There's no way.
Yep.
There's no way all this lined up. Storyline-wise, this is beautiful.
Damn near got swept. Like.
This is beautiful. Story-wise, bro, this is WWE. Yeah, what are you... Y'all can't trick us. Literally. We are...
It's just basketball, y'all. It's not even real basketball. They can really hoop. They can really hoop, but...
Shoot. My bro, the only real sport to me, no disrespect, just because I can't see you staging it, like you could, but it's too obvious, is baseball.
Yeah, it's tough.
Baseball is the one sport to me where I'm like, nah, they really be out there.
This nigga's throwing 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
How do you fake that?
Crazy.
Baseball games from real ones, that's just pretty good.
Yeah. It's really live is straight.
It's great.
I can deal with a live game on TV. Yeah. Bruh, get this out my face, bro. Yeah. I want to watch this.
Trying to catch a Yard Goals game.
Oh, I'm so happy one of y'all punched another dude, bro. Yeah. Yes, more of that in baseball. I'll definitely be here.
Yo, that was crazy.
Baseball was crazy.
That was crazy.
Maybe wild.
Got smacked.
Duffed. And like, dude wasn't even really... He wasn't even aiming. He just threw it.
Right, he just threw it. And it just... I was
those
like,
be the worst ones.
Ouch.
Worst ones.
Oof.
He ain't have to hit you like that.
Nah.
He wasn't even trying
that was
to.
Was not the intention.
Oops.
So I'm going to hit somebody.
That nigga said, oops.
Bro was catching fake stars.
Damn. Counting sheep,
bruh.
I love conspiracy shit, bro.
Me too.
That movie yesterday, bro, got me.
And we going into one, right? Yeah.
That shit got me, bro.
Y'all ready?
Let's do it, please.
Because, bruh.
What is your, first of all, what is your take on clones, period? I'm going to just ask
on
that.
On clones?
Yeah, because there's a lot of
just
conspiracy
overall,
behind cloning, period. Yeah.
Bruh, like, I don't think. I would word it differently. Yeah. I would word it differently because clones just seems like too easy at the end of the day to describe it, right?
All you need is a piece of hair.
But hear me out, right? I feel like clones are probably a thing, but I don't think it works in the sense that we think of it. I think that's why that movie hit some of us differently than it hit others because... Some of us, we watch things differently. We're a little bit more connected than others. And back to the conspiracy tip, right? Like, I don't even want to call it conspiracy. Back to, like, some spiritual-ish, right?
Yeah.
I was touching on it earlier where it's like, if we're the clones, I feel like the clones themselves, like... We just take pieces and stuff from our parents and our grandparents.
Right.
That's who we're clones of. We continue their story. That's where that whole legacy thing came from earlier. Like, we're doing things in their namesake, but in reality, how don't you know that you aren't just waking up playing out the same thing that they did, but in modern times?
I'm my father's clone.
Me too. I look exactly like my dad.
Exactly like my dad. Like,
but with just... slightly different features.
Yeah, without the mole. Other than that.
So, why would it be so... Why would it be so far-fetched to think that one day you just woke up and it was, oh, snap, I am... Speaking on my behalf, I am Buddy. I am John Bracy. Oh, snap, that's crazy, bro. Like, I talk like you, I walk like you. My mannerisms are different. And it all happened once you left. No disrespect, nothing, not to sound crazy, but once you were gone, it was, oh, snap, I am the essence of so-and-so.
Right.
I see it in my brother as well. I see it in my sister. I see it in my mom.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so when I got the breakdown or I came across the breakdown where they were like, nah, bro, we are the clones. I was like, oh, nah, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. And then if you want to even dive deeper... Bro, we all wake up and do the same mundane things every day.
Right.
We're like robots. Some of us.
Yeah.
Some of us are like literally like robots. Oh, we wake up.
Yeah.
We go to the block.
Yeah.
We go get a Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
We drink some water. We say what up to the homie on the block.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to the crib. We wait for certain people to come through.
Mm-hmm.
Like clockwork.
Yeah.
Every day.
Hell yeah.
We play the same games.
Where?
Wilder games.
We wait. We do all the same things, right? We listen to the music.
Yeah.
The music either hypes us up, mm-hmm. calms us down. We get our hair done.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We listen to the radio. Well, we used to listen to the radio everything.
It's been a long time since I've listened to them.
That's why I felt like that movie hit harder for us and like people in our generation, because it was like, oh no, this was, bro, I've mm-hmm. seen all this.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I know all these people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like every party in this movie,
yeah.
I know, like verbatim.
Yep.
Like, so, okay, all right, let's not pay attention to that too much. All right, modern cars, okay, but it's just this one neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
and it's being experimented on. It's just this one. What did Jay say? You know why they call a project?
Because it's a project.
Mm-hmm.
Experiment weighing it, only its objects.
But it goes over everybody's head
all the time.
And then when you start talking on the stuff, people look at you sideways like. Bro, I'm not even talking about cloning. I'm talking about the fact that you are okay with sitting and being the experiment.
Right.
Instead of being different, instead of breaking off, instead of, like, doing something outside of the box. You're all right with waking up and doing the mm-hmm. same mundane. My pop always told me, bro, again, work so you don't got to work for nobody else, especially exactly. no white man.
Yeah, exactly. That's that. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of truth.
But how often have we watched, and no disrespect to us mm-hmm. and those before us and our elders, but I'm watching you do the same mundane thing every day just to get something that you don't even really want.
Nah, literally. Literally. Boom. Busting your ass every day for what? Crazy.
I thought the goal was for you not to have to work.
Yep.
Why are you working harder than him?
Right. Just to say that.
But I don't even think it's that either, though. I really don't think it's that, because some people are just alphas, bro. Like, whether you male or female, mm-hmm. bro. There mm-hmm. are female alphas out there, and it's obviously a thing. You know what I'm saying? Even more so now. But it's crazy, because the thing, you said, like, back then, right? Mm-hmm. Like, even back then, you don't see that much. They were more rebellious rather than mm-hmm. being, you know,
that's why her,
that is being rebellious.
That's why her character was so prominent, bro.
Exactly, though. And that's what makes that staple. You feel me?
She was talking back. What are you talking about, bro? Now I'm out here. I know exactly what I'm doing. This is just the lick, bro. I'm just trying to get the bread.
Facts.
And then I'm out.
She was an alpha, bro. That's all. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I respect it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to get it like that. And I don't think it's more of a pride thing. Like, some people are prideful like that. Don't get me wrong. They full of pride, bro. And that shit is terrible. But it's like, some people are. That shit is the devil, bro. For real, for like J. Cole said, bro.
But
we ain't getting into all that. But
sometimes, right, you know what like, saying? The higher the climb, the harder to fall, right?
Absolutely.
So like that pride part, you just keep climbing blindly at that point.
Yeah.
So when you do fall, it makes more sense when you hit the ground.
Mm.
Cause it's like, damn, all right.
Are you falling to actually wave around your arms to get back on that mountain or
I mean,
you're just gonna take that hit right now.
Exactly.
Are you trying to grab back on?
Grip, but sometimes the grip don't be there, and the pride still be talking about I'm about to pull a Batman.
This is just a slippery ball.
The pride being there, I'm about to pull a Batman and just no, you're not.
You don't have the claw. You're right.
You're falling.
You don't shoot spider webs. You don't do any of that.
Sometimes
bro.
My webs work.
You're falling, bro.
Yeah.
You're falling.
Yeah.
And you hit asphalt, and you gotta look up sometimes and just, all right, word. And I think that's the thing with us in our generation, and anybody for that part. Like, you get out of your 20s, bro, life really be trying to, like, tell you about yourself, especially us.
Fuck.
The 20s,
I'll take these off real quick.
A teenager and an adult at the same time.
Mm. Bruh. Right? Yeah. But I think we had cheat codes for our adulthood that a lot of people didn't. Mm-hmm. Like, our siblings are getting them now. Like, those that are younger than us, they're getting them now. But our cheat codes were crazy. Mm-hmm. For instance, the cell phone.
Facts.
The cell phone.
Is a cheat code.
Yeah.
All right? Mm-hmm. Could you imagine what the 90s would have been like hear me out. Could you imagine what the 90s would have been like and late 80s would have been like if our parents had the tech that we have today?
There'd be a lot more videos.
A lot of us wouldn't be here.
About to say.
Yeah, a lot of us probably would not be here.
Imagine if the block button was a thing in 1985.
For real.
Boop. There'd be a lot of black fights. Actually, because how society was, and with this technology, if you piece those two things together, it probably would have been really chaotic.
In a sense,
deeper to the iPhone.
In a sense, and I'm just thinking in. Skip all that. I'm thinking in a sense of like knowledge base and getting to know someone, right? Imagine if MySpace or Facebook was around in the 90s, like early 90s.
That's what I'm saying.
And our parents had a way to like look in on people and see what they was really about back then.
Yep.
They would be actually. Civilization
would
be a tidbit more smarter now.
I'm just saying. Like, I feel like things would.
Everything would just be different, bro. Because you even got to think of the TV that we used to watch, bro. Some of these shows that we used to watch. A lot of these actors and actresses probably would have been picked.
Imagine them having a LinkedIn back
in the 90s.
If somebody could have,
a lot of them probably wouldn't have been
canceled something immediately,
right off the fingertips.
Happened in the 90s alone.
Exactly.
There's like millions of scandals.
Crazy. Crazy.
And if they were all on film, imagine we got a 4K video of R. Kelly.
Crazy.
Would people have left, though? I don't think anybody would have just... We're not going into this conversation. We're not doing that.
All right.
But I'm just, I really...
Speaking, if
yeah, like...
It'd be clear evidence.
Like, think of how much digging people really would have been, like, just doing in general. Like... Right. Off of celebrities, I'm talking about in your own household. Mm. How different do you think shit would have been in the 90s alone?
It would have been wild. People, you know what's crazy? Is that how it is now, people don't even communicate because of this whole phone shit. So take a family, for instance. Take a family, for instance. Literally, you have a teenager in your family. You see what they do now. All that happening in the 90s, bro. Before things have even gone further, like, nah, they're not, everything would have been shut down by then, bro.
Oh, my God.
There wouldn't have been no arcades popping by then, just like now. Like, stuff would have just been shut down earlier, bro. So crazy. So crazy.
I really be thinking about stuff like that, bro.
A lot of us literally probably would have never been here, bro. That us. We probably would have never been here.
Like, that's where I'd be looking at Black Mirror at, where it's just that show. I know you hate it.
I hate it now.
But that's literally what it's about. Like what if what if our earlier generations had the technology we had today?
No.
Like, drones. Crazy. Drones in the 90s would have been OD, bro.
Crazy.
Drones in the
90s
would have been ridiculous.
Drones in the 80s during the drug, bro.
Crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Crazy. Drones after the war would have been fucking crazy.
Niggas are still flying pigeons and all that. It's crazy.
Bro.
I'm out here Avatar style.
I thought you said you was going to the Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah. With that hawk on your back. Sitting up there right at you. Yo, I seen some wild videos like that. That's crazy too. Look. People be controlling these birds, bro. These birds of prey. They used to do that, bro. That birds shit is smart. Nuts.
Yes.
Bro. Nuts. Right, bro, it's training them to eat the little gophers.
Closest
in the
thing to a raptor.
Crazy.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Closest thing to a raptor.
Yeah.
Birds.
Yeah, they look like them.
So.
Birds are very smart.
Yeah.
Eagles too.
But. Birds. Yeah.
Bro, look.
Eagles are big.
I'm just saying, bro. Back to Clone Tyrone, right?
Yeah, bro.
Yep, I'm a clone.
Did y'all like it?
I did. I enjoyed it.
I very much enjoyed it, man.
Did you think that it was too fast?
What?
I did at first. When I first watched it.
The pace of the movie.
Yes. Yes.
Oh yeah, it progressed. Yes. It took a jump like midway through the movie, I feel like. Like in the first, it was like 50 minutes went by. And then it just fast forward.
Alright, so
like,
50's not bad. Yeah, 50's not bad. And you?
It was good. It progressed really fast, like in mid-movie. Because I'm like, how we get here?
So I'm saying, because it's a two-hour
that
flick.
That was a lot of people's complaints about the movie.
When he found that first elevator, I'm like, wait, what the fuck is happening right now? Like,
stuff was moving really, really fast. Yeah. I'm mad because it took me...
When he showed back up to his apartment, I'm like...
It took me three watches to realize that they weren't just killing black people, they were making black people into white people.
Yeah, exactly.
It took me like 3 watches to go, oh snap, all these white people are black people.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I saw that at the end. I'm like, when he showed all 5 of them, the little evolution.
That's why he was doing that.
Exactly.
He was getting down.
Well, that's why he had the afro. Once I seen it, I said, they in a lab. I said, oh.
Okay. Now, again, the progression.